Mr. Biti also said the MDCT is worried that with 3 days to go to the polls, his party has not been given the voter's roll and has approached the courts to compel the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to supply them with the voter's register.
They are refusing to give us a copy of the voter's roll, which was the final voter's roll prepared after the closure of the voter's roll on the 9th of July 2013. As I'm speaking to you right now, I've just instructed our lawyers, Tube Manika and Wacha, to file an application to get that voter's roll. But even if we get it, how many days do we have to do the voter inspection and audit that we have to do?
Mr. Biti said what is also worrying is that ZEC has not provided them with the final lists of polling stations.
Right now we are working on the basis of 9,000 polling stations which were published provisionally. Suppose they increase them to 20,000. We then have to find 10,000 times 4, 40,000 election agents to train and deploy in 2 days. These things are being done deliberately. These omissions and commissions are being done systematically to ensure that this election is stolen.
Mr. Biti said ZEC has also failed to provide his party with information on the number of ballot papers that were printed for the general election. According to Mr. Biti, the other concerns are the continuous hate speech in the state media, the militarization of the election, and the interference of the voters' roll by an Israel company, Nikuv. Mr. Biti said political violence is on the increase in most parts of the country, and it's very clear that the elections will not be free and fair.
I've never seen the kind of shenanigans, the kind of rigging, and the kind of omissions and commissions of the current ZEC, the kind of Jundanization of this process that we are seeing at the present moment.
Zimbabweans go to polls on Wednesday to elect a new government that will take over from the Government of National Unity formed in 2009. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.